Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The report does not paint Tom Brady or obviously the locker room employees, Jim McNally or John Jastrzemski, in a favorable light. There's no way around that. But there are a lot of text message conversations that are taken out of context. There is, and clearly with some bias, one of them, McNally, who clearly was not a Tom Brady fan after many years, decades with the organization. And, you know, there's nothing in there suggesting that Tom Brady ordered this to be done. There's only the implication of that fact. So I think it's, you know, when you start to get into talk over suspension, punishment, things like that, it's kind of a slippery slope right now because the Wells report didn't produce anything definitive. There's no burden of proof here. It's only, you know, words like possibly and likely and belief and obviously more probable than not and generally aware. It's kind of loosey-goosey if you ask me.
There's a reporter commenting in an interview on a talk radio program in Boston. The focus of the findings of the 243-page Wells, the so-called Wells report on the New England Patriots and whether they intentionally deflated the footballs for an advantage in the postseason games. So it is now officially called, according to, I don't know what officially means, but Deflategate. Is it in number 10 position on the countdown? I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Review. It's the countdown show for the week ending Friday, May the 8th. Information for the charts, actually the week of May 4th to the 8th, first full week of May 2015 that we'll be over the next hour overviewing, if we will, counting them down from a review of talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country. That's how we get to this list. So you've heard number 10, which is a focus on the Patriots.
Number 9.
Number 9 item on our list of the top 10. The New England scene takes it for number 2 as well. The Tsarnaev trial, the phase they're in, is punishment. What do we do with this guy? Here's legal analyst Aaron Katursky talking to host Mike Violette about the proceedings this week, including the only time so far that the perpetrator has expressed any emotion whatsoever whilst in court.
It was the first time we had really seen any emotion from Zohar Tsarnaev during the course of his trial, and he has sat passively through some of the most anguished testimony of the victims of the Marathon attack, which brought the jury to tears and anybody else sitting in the courtroom to tears or near tears. And yet it was only when his aunt, who had flown in from Russia, 65 years old, gray-haired, rather stout woman, took the stand, didn't say a word, but just started sobbing uncontrollably as she looked at him 10 feet away, that he, too, finally cracked, it seemed, and reached for a tissue and was seen dabbing his eyes and nose.
Was the jury present for this? Or?
Yeah, jury was present, but the judge asked for another witness because the woman couldn't really keep it together. So she stepped down to compose herself. Another witness stepped up, and as she left the stand is when Zohar Tsarnaev really started to wipe tears from his eyes, it seemed. And this was, after... the testimony of Martin Richards' father, of all the victims who had hobbled into court on prosthetics, none of that moved Zohar Tsarnaev, at least outwardly. But the presence of his family really seems to have done it, and they testified to what a sensitive little boy he was.
Yeah.
But this was the first time they had seen him as the Marathon bomber convicted by that jury in Boston.
Well, he shed a tear about Mufasa dying in the Lion King.
That's what part of the testimony was about him being a little boy and watching The Lion King with his mother and then crying at that. And, you know, look, I think it was at least the most human element that we've heard about Zohar Tsarnaev after the prosecutors spent weeks successfully portraying him as a murderous terrorist. So it was a different side for sure. Is it enough? to convince the jury to spare his life. That's certainly the defense's hope, and they're really getting close to being able to make that decision.
Number eight item, counting down, or yeah, I guess it is from 10 to 1, I'm going to be counting down, immigration reform, amnesty, that sort of thing, as it plays into the political scene. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about the latest report from the Census Bureau. The report finds that the U.S. now has more illegal immigrants coming into the country from China than it does from Mexico.
Starting in 2014, last year, the number of immigrants, both legal and illegal, coming into the United States from China surpassed the number of immigrants coming into the U.S. from Mexico. And that trend is expected to continue and even increase as Chinese and Asian immigration, also immigration from the Philippines, Japan, Korea, and India, completely outdistance immigration from Mexico and Latin America. Back in 2000, there were 400,000 Mexicans a year entering the U.S. legally and illegally. In 2014, that number fell to 100,000. In the last decade, there were almost no Chinese immigrating to the U.S., either legally or illegally. Last year, that number was above 120,000. A lot of things are happening. First of all, the Mexican economy is improving significantly. Mexico's economy is actually better than ours, using a lot of measures. One of the reasons we're expecting fewer immigrants from Central America this year is Mexico is really cracking down on immigration. They're tired of being a conduit from immigration. It's always been Mexico's shame that it can't provide jobs and income and a future and security for their own people. People don't want to leave their home country where they have to go to another place where they don't speak the language and sometimes they're not welcome. So this is good news as far as the Republic of Mexico and also our relationship with Mexico. This is going to change the face of immigration significantly. Dudley Poston, who is an expert on Chinese immigration at Texas A&M University, says one thing that's significantly different about this new type of immigration is that the immigrants are far better educated and they're also wealthier than Mexican immigrants. And he points out the fact that if you're in Mexico and you want to hire a coyote to get you into the United States, it'll cost you about $5,000. In China, coyotes are called snakeheads. And if you want to hire a snakehead to smuggle you into the U.S. from China, it costs $60,000 to $70,000. So you can imagine we're talking about a wealthier group of individuals migrating both legally and illegally into the United States.
All right, so there's something to think about. How many people knew that? That's the first new thing I've even learned this week. What do you think about that? China is doing it more than Russia. I'm sorry, than Mexico, pushing illegal immigration. That's really, and they're our biggest customers. Wow, and where are their biggest customers? It goes both ways. It seems immigration is going, I don't know how many Americans, I don't think there are too many Americans trying to get into China, though, in terms of that one-way street. 14 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Who says you have to wait until summer to tackle those projects to spruce up your home? Spring is the perfect time to take advantage of the better weather and get your home ready for a season full of fun. George Oliphant, home improvement expert and Emmy Award-winning host of LXTV's George to the Rescue, says it's time to get your outdoor living space in tip-top shape.
As the home decor superstore, At Home has more than 10,000 combinations for your patio and outdoor living areas, and more than 65 patio cushions to suit your style. You can find an endless variety of products for every room in your home, all at everyday low prices.
Heading inside the home, George says the bathroom is a great place to start. He says changing fixtures like the shower head is an easy and affordable way to spruce things up.
Moen's new Attract Hand Shower with Magnetics features an innovative, powerful magnetic dock that allows for easy release and docking of the shower head. Consumers can easily switch between 6 high-performance spray options, ranging from massage to full-rinse sprays.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Number seven on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you're listening to, comes to you every week at this time, an overview of the hot hits, the big items in the world of News Talk Radio. This is a focus on gay marriage, continuing conversation on talk radio programs this week from the Supreme Court case that was introduced actually last week earlier. As a matter, as I look back on the Good Day program this week, I talked to legal analyst Stephen Wiseman about the Supreme Court hearing arguments on this issue.
What is at stake is a civil right, and the civil right is for same-sex couples to be able to marry. It's recognized in, I believe, about 37 states right now. Yep. The Supreme Court has ducked the issue as long as it could, but now the Sixth Circuit actually was the first federal circuit court of appeals to allow a ban on same-sex marriage. So it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and same-sex marriage is going to be recognized. The extent of it, whether it's going to be done that it's an inherent constitutional right, such as was done in 1967 with people of different races being able to marry, that I don't think will necessarily happen. I think they'll say that that it is recognized and all states must recognize the marriage. So even if you don't have it in your state, you're going to have to recognize it, and that I think is the next step.
Ah, all right. So 2.5 hours, that's a long time for a hearing at the Supreme Court, isn't it?
It is. First of all, you have to look at things. Last February, the court pretty much telegraphed the position that gay marriage is going to be allowed because an injunction was requested to stay the enforcement on a ban of gay marriage until the court case was heard. And the Supreme Court said, no, they won't stand, they wouldn't issue that injunction, which essentially means they are going to rule in favor in some way of gay marriage. But here they drafted another unusual thing. They drafted two separate questions, and this is what is going to be the center of the arguments. The first is whether the states have to allow same-sex marriage under constitutional reasons, and second, which I think is critical, whether states must recognize same-sex marriages from out of state. So what they did was they really set themselves up for a position where it's the next increment. They're not necessarily going to say that it is a constitutional right, but they are going to say that no state may refuse to recognize it, therefore couples can marry, move back to a state where same-sex marriage isn't allowed, and it would have to be recognized.
Another important legal decision, the federal judges have declared that that boundaries do exist for the phone records, appeals court declaring bulk collection of phone records is illegal. You can expect to hear a lot of conversation about that in the week coming. I thought I'd tag that legal report with that information here on the Countdown.
You You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six. A lady sent to me a note suggesting that this program was a blessing. Well, I hope that's the case. Trying to get through all of the items that really make up for major conversation on the issue-oriented news talk. Some call them political talk radio stations. And at number six, The situation in California and in other states out west where there is a drought brewing big time. Here are hosts John and Ken from Los Angeles talking about the latest on water restrictions in California, which is basically turning into a war on lawns.
It looks like George Skelton, the ancient columnist of the LA Times, he's been writing a series of really great columns taking on Jerry Brown and his bizarre drought proclamations and rules on showers and lawn watering.
Yeah, and he writes, the pathetic thing now is that California's political elite is trying to make one of civilization's soothing pleasures, the green lawn, the evil culprit in our historic drought. Never mind that residential lawns soak up only maybe 5% of developed water in California. All residential outdoor use, including pools, shrubs, trees, 6.6%.
Let's take that statistic, and he's using, I believe, the 80-20 statistic.
Yeah, that's what that is.
He's excluding the environmental water, which doesn't make it into our system. It doesn't make it into the reservoirs, the aqueduct, and the storage facilities, okay? Out of all the water that is it's called developed water, only 5% of that is for residential lawns, and he said you could throw in all the pools, the shrubs, and the trees, too. That's 6.5%. That's 6.5% of all the water that's available for people. 6.5%.
So if we tore out all the lawns and all the pools and all the shrubs and all the trees, we'd have 6.6% savings on the water use?
Right.
Is that going to do it, Jerry Brown?
You turn the whole state brown from top to bottom. That's all you save. Meantime, you've got the almond farmers using twice as much.
They're almonds.
Almonds?
I don't know. Why do you say almond?
It's like a guy. Yeah, almond.
I just always heard it as almonds since I was a child, so I've never pronounced it that way.
Almonds use twice as much water as all the lawns, pools, shrubs, and trees combined.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay?
You're right. They use 10% of the water.
Alfalfa uses more than twice as much. So right now, total urban use of all the water that's available for people, and this is suburban, urban, it's all the showers, the washer dryers, the pools, the sprinklers, the businesses, the golf courses, the ball fields, all of that, every drop that we all use community, from top to bottom of the state, is only 20% of the total. It's astonishing. And actually, if you include the water that is used for environmental purposes that doesn't reach the reservoirs, we only use 10%. The lawns would only use 2.5%. And these are the numbers, and there's nobody challenging them. Nobody's challenging them.
Skelton is, at least. He writes, agriculture devours 80%, much of it in the semi-arid San Joaquin Valley, where growers increasingly have been planting thirsty nut orchards, mainly for very profitable exporting overseas. Maybe we could put a moratorium on new tree plantings while we're tearing out our lawns. Good point. By the way, I understand there isn't one. Remember we talked a couple weeks ago? I guess somebody with the Almond Organization of California, one of those almond growers, they said there's no plans to slow down. Why not?
No.
They missed the finger.
Yeah, they're planting more almonds. More of them.
Yeah, well, it's about the money.
Well, I'm not going to stop watering my lawn.
We don't make money off your lawn. Not that I make money. I'm not invested in almond.
He says grass traps dust, smoke particles, and carbon dioxide, keeping the air cleaner and reducing greenhouse gases. It cools temperatures and is sort of an air conditioner while saving energy. It absorbs noise. But you have all these weird wieners in government. There's a state water director named Mark Cohen. He said, well, if the lawn in your front yard is just to look at and bring someone in to mow, what's the point? The point is I want a lawn that's beautiful to look at, and it's none of your bleeping business. How about that for a point? And it's not hardly using any water, so it's not causing a problem. Nobody's lawn, nobody's golf course is causing a problem. It's that your bosses in the government, you sold your souls to the farming industry and the environmental crazies. That's the water crisis. You guys didn't build any water storage, any reservoirs, any aqueducts for 45 years. The population doubled.
Interesting observation, eh? Okay, that's number six. So we've got five more to go, and that's appropriate because we're halfway through.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coast to coast. All right, let's review where we are now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from the charts for the first full week of May. At number 10, the situation in Major League Baseball, where we are now in the phase of this season. Also, and perhaps more importantly, the report on the New England Patriots and what they did to the footballs. Did they deflate them or not? That's number 10. The Tsarnaev penalty phase trial, number 9. The issue of amnesty and where immigration is at the moment and where it's coming from, number 8. The Supreme Court and the case on gay marriage, the drought in the western part of our country, that's number 6. So let's proceed to the other half of the countdown from number 5 to number 1.
Number 5.
On front and center position here, it's not it's really pretty interesting. Situation that we find ourselves in with the trade deal. The president wants to get a new trade deal. So here's host Ray Dunaway talking to Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut about the details of this deal and the politics behind it.
As you know, the president and the United States is thinking of getting involved. I think it was 15 Pacific Rim countries. That would include Mexico and others, in addition. And it's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And the president is for it. Republican members of the Senate, by and large, are for it. The opposition I'm seeing is coming from some of your colleagues, such as Rosie DeLauro down in the House. So it's kind of strange. I mean, some of his own party people are not really into this.
Put aside the configuration of political forces, the process, known as the fast track, gives me a lot of pause because it seems to be embroiled in secrecy. It requires Congress, in effect, to surrender many powers and oversight and scrutiny responsibilities that ours have. And I understand the drive for more favorable relations with the Pacific Rim trade partners,
sure,
but at the same time, we want to make sure this deal is good for America and that it preserves and enhances employment.
As I understand it, Richard, the way this thing works is it's being, I guess the negotiations go on, rough draft provisions, whatever, are basically written down. They're put in a room under lock and key. You as a member of the Senate can go in and take a look at it, but you can't remove anything from the room, nor can you take notes.
That is absolutely right, Ray. And that's one of the reasons that I have such deep and strong reservations about this process, the fast track process. And they recently conceded that maybe we could take a staff member into the room with us. What kind of way is this to conduct a democracy when all of us really don't have a right to know? The public should be let in on the process, and I think there has to be a better way.
Yeah, Richard, if it came up, okay, and let's say, for example, they complete the treaty, the partnership. Now, it does get voted on because the Senate is responsible for treaties. It does fall under that, does it not?
It would be voted on, but the question is whether there can be amendments and changes, more positive direction given to it, whether the Congress is involved, as it normally is, in making laws, not only by ratifying what the President does, but also by adding or subtracting to it and providing some guidance and oversight. And in an area that's critical, remember, what we're talking about here is not just imports and exports, it's jobs. It's a pattern of NAFTA, which was a trade treaty supposed to produce more jobs, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And so there are some pretty strong economic issues at stake here.
And there some of the provisions, and this comes from the U.S. Trade Representative's office, for example, regulations, competitiveness, small businesses are concerned. There may be rules that will be passed and then applied under the provisions of this. It could affect just about everybody.
It could affect everyone, and not only consumers, but also it could really direly and dangerously affect jobs in America. That's my main concern. How will it affect working men and women as consumers, as job holders, and our children? Because this trade pact is not just for the next couple of years, it's for years to come.
Number four.
The number four item, continuing the focus on the Prophet Muhammad, that drawing contest, and what happened in Dallas. Here's host Mitch Albom talking about whether what happened there in Garland, Texas, was actually a free speech issue, or if at least some of the blame goes to the organization and Ms. Geller, who runs the organization, who is behind that drawing contest.
This whole idea of having a contest to draw cartoons of Muhammad, was that just asking for trouble? And was it, as its founder, Pam Geller, who you're going to hear from in a second, said, an exercise of free speech and proof of the fact that these people, don't want us to have free speech? Or was it the kind of thing like if you're going to run into a crowd with a Molotov cocktail and throw it up there, you're going to probably get some fire? Here is Pam Geller, who is a very controversial figure who started this group, explaining her take on what the whole thing was about.
There's a problem in Islam, and the problem is we can't talk about the problem. We are seeing the wholesale slaughter of Christians in Iraq and in Syria, in Nigeria, in the Congo, Central African Republic. The jihad is raging, and all we can talk about is backlash of phobia. It's nonsense. We have to be able to discuss, and when you say I'm anti-Muslim, excuse me, I'm anti-jihad.
Now, I think everybody would agree that there's a difference between discussion and hosting an event whose purpose is to draw insulting cartoons. Let's face it, they weren't encouraging, like, you weren't going to win the $10,000 prize if you did a beautiful mural of Muhammad. Yeah. Look at the shading on that.
Right.
It was going to be the thing that made the most fun of them. There's a big difference between discussing and hosting an event like that, but not to Pam Geller, who sees this all about First Amendment.
Well, it's dangerous because increasingly we're abridging our freedoms so as not to offend savages. The very idea that if something offends me or I'm insulted by something, I'll kill you, and that way I can get my way. And somehow this is okay with members of the elite media and academia is outrageous.
So do you think that this was all right as an event to be done, and the fault is on those who reacted and those who pulled up and shot? Or is some of the blame, or if blame is too strong a word, I don't know, tying back to the engendering of the actions, that's a kind of convoluted way of saying it, on the woman who put this together? This wasn't something that had to happen.
Right.
The world wasn't crying out for a draw insulting cartoons of Muhammad contest.
No. Number three.
That's true, I think. Number three on the countdown. The Clintons are once again, in a number of ways, on the top of our mind. The Clinton Family Foundation and how people are looking into what Mrs. Clinton did. Did she make a deal? Bill Clinton, is he making deals? Is Chelsea Clinton making deals? Here's host Deborah Rodriguez talking to Katie Glick from Politico.com about this controversy. Mrs. Clinton, the foundation, the questions of donations made whilst she was in the top chair at the State Department.
Can you help us sort out what went on between Hillary Clinton, her husband, Russia, and that Canadian uranium mining company while Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State?
There are questions swirling about whether people who donated to the Clinton Foundation or people who, provided speaking fees to President Clinton, whether there was any benefit to them politically, especially when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
And to complicate matters, well, to detail matters even further, Bill Clinton was getting paychecks of like $500,000 for this one speech that he gave in Moscow during those years. And Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, or the State Department under Hillary Clinton, actually had to sign off on all of this, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, there's a couple different storylines here. You know, there are questions about, funding for the Clinton Foundation, also questions about who was paying for Bill Clinton's speaking fees. Again, as you noted, while Hillary Clinton was at the State Department, what the State Department approved, didn't approve, and sort of what they were aware of at the time. This essentially the sort of set of issues and, you know, questions about whether there's any impropriety there in terms of those relationships.
The Clinton Foundation got millions of dollars in donations from this company, Uranium One, at the center of all of this, which was sold to the Russians. Was that in itself against the law?
This whole thing is sort of unclear in terms of, you know, whether there was any sort of quid pro quo. I mean, and you don't necessarily see people suggesting that, but it's sort of more broadly questions about, you know, impropriety and whether any bad actors were contributing funds or in any way got back to the Clintons or the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, this speaks to this sort of broader storyline that we've seen being pushed certainly by a lot of Republicans, but it's also, you know, been covered more broadly in the media in terms of who was donating to the Clinton Foundation, whether any of them, those countries, representatives from those countries enjoyed special treatment and what was the State Department aware of when Hillary Clinton was there.
Why is it that the people from Politico.com always sound like they're just out of high school? At any rate, that was a stimulating conversation. A lot of people who love to throw bricks at the Clintons are feasting on the number three item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Okay, so that was number three, which in most schools of thought would lead us to believe that up next would be number two, and I would say that would be a correct thing for you to assume. Number two, up next on this week's Countdown.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at ABVI.com.
Done.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at abvi.com.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Number two.
Number two on the countdown. The presidential situation. This is. maybe we'll do a postscript on what happened in Britain and how they do their elections, because they're sure a lot different than what we do here. We go on and on and on forever and ever and ever. The folks who want to be president are in the number two position. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking about the GOP having more diverse field of candidates. It may be the most, in fact, from his point of view, that have ever shown up.
Not a lot of positive comments about Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina getting into the race. Not, at least on Facebook. And not that you dislike them, but most that commented on these two said they don't have a prayer. They're outliers, no shot. Some people say they're glad Carly Fiorina is in the race simply and only to totally neutralize the first woman thing in Hillary Clinton. But I think that completely ignores Carly Fiorina's qualifications. I don't like the cynicism of it. I mean, it is true. I heard Limbaugh say it yesterday, and I've seen a few people comment about this too. It is true that this bench thus far that's announced, two Latinos, a woman, and a black neurosurgeon. It's as diverse a slate of candidates the Republican Party maybe has ever had already. And there's really only 4 or 5 declared candidates, with many more to come. I saw Beck yesterday going down the list of, do you know that there will be, when this is all said and done, approximately a dozen candidates that will be in this race, will be. Okay, now that's a dozen that will almost 100% likely get in, with an additional 4, 5 that are considered fringe and chattering out there as possible getting in. And you go down the list of these dozen, and most of them, personally, I would be, particularly after what we've been through, I'd be more than comfortable with almost any of them being president of the United States. But Carly Fiorina specifically is someone that a lot of people say, well, what's good about her is she takes the woman thing right off the table for Hillary. So what, do we keep her around as a mascot? You see, the Republicans make this mistake, and they can't do that. We can't do that. We can't allow that. We can't allow the conversation to become, whew, we've got a woman. Whew, we've got a black guy. Whew, we got a Latino. That's not the way conservatives and the Republican Party view Americans. We view them as Americans. We don't, it's a Democrat ploy. Now, it's nice. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows it. Nobody will say it, but everybody knows that Democrats have effectively branded us for a very long time. And frankly, when the face of the party is Bob Dole and John McCain, it sticks as the party of the old white guy. Well, you can't say that now. Not only are they not old, two, three of them are pretty fresh-faced guys. And now there are people of color and women getting into the mix here.
All right, the mix in England shows Prime Minister Cameron winning a surprising victory. That's good news for a lot of people who like conservatives.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item has to do with Baltimore and the continuing unrest and the aftermath of what happened in the death of Freddie Gray. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked to a Baltimore reporter named Kenny Burns about the status of things there in Baltimore after the six officers were actually charged in the death of Mr. Gray.
Well, it looks like everyone is ready to move on, and people are hoping that we can move on. I know from scanning Twitter yesterday, there were at least a couple of city councilors that are hoping that now that the curfew has been lifted, that national media could leave town.
You didn't want to get him out, don't you?
Get out of here. Well, this comes about, this is sort of, is this false hope, though? There are a lot of people who think that just because this new prosecutor had these six Baltimore police officers charged, the death has been ruled a homicide, that it's going to be hard to make this stick. So there maybe shouldn't be so much dancing in the street.
That's what the pundits say, but also people hoping, the fact that people are arresting that the officers were charged just shows, personally, on the media's part, on how, basically how not to educate people on the process. I mean, there is still a long way to go. I was talking to the BBC Friday night. You still have the legal wrangling before you even get to the trial. So there is still a long way to go to get to the end of this chapter. But what you saw were people celebrating something, but Again, my personal opinion, the media failed as far as educating the process. Local media for sure, but especially the national media.
All right, here are a couple of guys in Baltimore, Sean Casey and Frank Luber, talking to Mike Rowe from CNN about Baltimore's recovery. These two guys are Baltimore hosts.
Your reaction to what went on here last week, and you look at the devastation in West Baltimore, and of course there are parts of Baltimore that are just, you know, they're shining and brilliant, like the Inner Harbor and other aspects of the development in Canton and you know, in Federal Hill and so on and so forth. But West Baltimore, it looks like Beirut. How do we recover?
It's surreal, you know. I mean, I lived here about 28 years, and I've traveled around the country, and I, like a lot of people, watched it unfold on TV. And, you know, it's there's no denying what's happening, and there's no denying how important it is. But the point you just made is the thing that I see day in and day out. I can't think of a state where I've been or a conversation that I've had. Whenever I tell people where I'm from, it's extraordinary. It's always about, whoa, geez, they make the face that looks like they smelled sour milk, and they tell me they're glad I made it out, and then they ask me if it's really like The Wire. And, you know, for years and years and years, I've been looking at what I think is a kind of systemic perception problem in the country with respect to the way people think about Baltimore. What just happened here, obviously, is a tragedy, but, man, it set that perception business back a long ways.
You know, a few years back, they tore down the high-rises, and I thought that that was a great start, and they replaced them with some individual homes. And over the past many, many years, tens and tens, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars have been poured into the city, federal, state, otherwise. And yet, here we are with basically the same outcome.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're having two different conversations, you know. And look, I'm just going to answer you because you asked. I'm certainly not an expert, and you got to know that as a native son and a fan of the town, I'm vested in its reputation and whatever's going on here day in, day out. But as a guy who lives and works around the country, I think part of the problem is Baltimore has this massive challenge in making an accurate case for itself and for all that's here. So I can't tell you why things fail on a day-to-day basis in terms of investment or politics or any one of the 100 other problems that plague any other big city. But I can tell you that reputation matters.
So let's check the poll out that you'll be able to participate in, as usual, over the weekend at DougStephan.com. It lists all of the top 10 talk topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. The Baltimore unrest, was that number one with you? Or presidential prospects, was that number one with you? The profit drawing contest aftermath, was that number one? Was the Patriots football deal number one with you? This is an interesting week because things are pretty well spread out. So tell us what you think. Spend a little time. We'd appreciate it. A lot of people want to know what you think. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Thanks for listening to this week's Countdown. I am Doug Stephan, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.